Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. www.realworldradio.fm.
Do you feel it?
Yes, I feel it.
First anniversary of peace agreements in Colombia amid second Villa Campesina verification mission. 26 international delegates from over 10 countries are traveling through 5 Colombian departments and meeting former fighters, rural communities, legislative authorities, governments and international bodies to monitor the slow process of implementation of the peace agreements in this country. On November the 21st, the delegation offered a press conference to Colombian and international social communication media. Delegates from Norway, El Salvador, Brazil, Nicaragua, Argentina, Bolivia, Peru, Panama, Paraguay, Mexico, Dominican Republic, Guatemala, Venezuela, France, Costa Rica, Spain, and Switzerland are part of this mission, the second to be organized by the global peasant organization Villa Campesina, an official guarantor of the agreement signed a year ago. After negotiations between Juan Manuel Santos' administration and the insurgent revolutionary armed forces of Colombia in Oslo and Havana, the peace agreements were ratified in November 2016 in Bogota, both by the executive branch and Congress. The fulfillment of said agreements, that includes the surrender of arms and the creation of stabilization territories for former guerrilla members, is followed by different organizations, among them La Villa Campesina International, that is carrying out its second verification mission. In the press conference, the delegates said that the goals include the first point of the agreements related to lands, crop substitution, and food sovereignty. For instance, Federico Pacheco made reference to the commitment of La Villa Campesina with the success of the peace agreements, particularly around land, as a key issue in the origins of the armed conflict in Colombia. A stable and long-lasting peace in Colombia is reached by addressing the causes that gave origin to the conflict, developing peasant and family economy. As a result of this mission, there will be a report to be distributed among different international organizations linked to the peace process. We see hope in this process for the recognition of the rights of rural people and peasants around the globe, said Pacheco. The mission will take place through November 27th and will visit Cauca, Meta, Caquetá and Arauca departments in groups, arriving to Tumaco on November 25th with all the delegates. Meanwhile, Deolinda Carrizo, member of the Secretariat of the Latin American Coordination of Countryside Organizations, CLOC Villa Campesina, said that the follow-up of agreements and their implementation has been the object of discussions and work in different regional and international spaces of the peasant organization. La Villa Campesina is also extremely concerned about the wave of murders against leaders who are struggling in the territories to raise awareness on the conflicts and the implementation of agreements, said Carrizo. And she highlighted that together with institutional assessments, they will aim to gather the testimonies of former fighters and indigenous, Afro-descendant and peasant communities to contribute with the report that will be circulated at international level.
Real World Radio, broadcasting three words. Building popular communications by FOI.
Do you feel it?
Yes, I feel it. I feel my beloved body.